Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, July 3rd, 2025. And if you are a rock hound or an aspiring rock hound, or even if you have piles of pretty rocks lying around your house that you're not sure exactly what they are, but you just love to collect them, today's guests have an invitation for you.
Hi, this is Aura Brave Snow, age 13.
Hi, this is Kai Brave Snow, age 11.
We have been collecting rocks and minerals for 5 years. We are excited to talk to you about the Midcoast Mineral Collectors Club. This club was started to connect mineral and gem enthusiasts, foster a positive interest in mineralogy, mineral collecting, the lapidary arts, geology, and paleontology. All ages are welcome. At our monthly meetings, we have door prizes for everyone, a silent auction with lots of nice specimens to bid on, presentations about geology, mining history, how to collect minerals responsibly and safely. We also talk about different kinds of rocks and minerals and how to identify them and label them for your collections. You know that Maine has over 400 species of minerals, including gold, which can be found in every single stream in Maine.
Did you know that the largest gem tourmaline pocket in North America was found right in Newry, Maine in 1972?
And that the Roebling apatite, worth $10 million, was found at the Pulsifer Quarry in Auburn, Maine, and is on display at the Smithsonian Museum. And many people might not know, but Maine has fluorescent minerals and copper and silver. We regularly go on field trips to mines with experienced miners and collectors that can show you how to collect rare and beautiful gems and minerals. Many of these places are closed to the public, but we can access them because we are insured through the Eastern Federation of Mineral and Lapidary Societies. We recently went to a mine in Georgetown where we found aquamarine, rose quartz, and smoky quartz, tourmaline, mica, and even some rare minerals. We are planning a trip to the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum in Bethel, which has a lot of Maine's famous and beautiful minerals, gems, and jewelry on display. Some other trips we are planning are to localities in western Maine and eastern New Hampshire. If you become a member and come with us, you might even find another Roebling-size apatite. We are traveling to down east Maine to explore the unique geology there and collect agates and jasper. You can find us on Facebook at Midcoast Mineral Collectors Club or through our website, where you can reach out to become a member. We meet the first Sunday of every month at 2 p.m. at the Thorndike Town Hall, but we will not meet in August because we will be at the Midcoast Gem and Mineral Fair in Belfast. This will be Midcoast Maine's first Gem and Mineral Fair. This is a free event for everyone, free parking too. 3 days showcasing fine minerals, jewelry, beads, crystals, fossils, educational activities, interactive displays, geode cracking, raffles, and a silent auction. Plus, we will have amazing food like homemade cotton candy, popcorn, pizza, sandwiches, and ice cream. For more information about the fair, you can find it on Facebook or on our website. We hope to see you at our next meeting this coming Sunday, another Sunday, or at the fair.
Do you have a favorite Maine rock or one that you're always looking for?
Tourmaline is very exciting to find here in Maine because it's the Maine state gem. And I'm always looking for minerals that I haven't found yet and rarer minerals. Not particularly. I'm happy to find anything.
Ara and Kai Brasnow, their Facebook page, again, is called Midcoast Mineral Collectors Club. We'll hear more about the upcoming mineral and gem fair that is happening in Belfast later this month on Around Town. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.